With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of a collapsed bridge in Baltimore. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says all Republicans need to do in order to win in November is lay out the contrast between life under Joe Biden and life under Donald Trump.
"We are going to make sure that we are using any and every available platform to put our message out there and demonstrate to the American people the amazing contrast that we have in front of us right now."
And he adds, it really shouldn't be hard for Republicans to win over the undecided voters.
"All we need to do is have people understand that they are better off under President Trump. They will be better off under President Trump, and they're going to go out and they're going to vote."
And Whatley tells the Salem Radio Network, voters will respond to the promise of an improved economy, law and order, and a strong foreign policy. King Charles III shaking hands and chatting with onlookers after attending an Easter service at Windsor Castle in his most significant public outing since being diagnosed with cancer a month ago. The king smiled as he made his way along a rope line outside St. George Chapel, speaking to folks for about 5 minutes. This is SRN News. There is a population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children filing a constitutional challenge to a law in Ohio barring sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, filed with the help of the ACLU, claims the state is denying transgender youth health care. The law also bars males from competing against females in school sports. This is SRN News. Well, quite a setting for Olympic horse riders and tens of thousands of visitors this summer in Paris. Here's Ron DeRoxra.
Preparations are underway at the gardens of the Versailles Palace to host equestrian and modern pentathlon events during this summer's Paris Games. Temporary facilities include grandstands are being built across the park where up to 40,000 people are expected to attend the cross-country part of the event. Now, the main arena will hold over 16,000 seated spectators for the dressage and show jumping competitions. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Authorities in California say two people have been killed when a small plane crashed in a town near the Nevada state line. The Truckee Police Department says the single-engine aircraft went down while attempting to land in Truckee. Now, police say the two deaths have been confirmed, but it was not immediately known how many people were actually on board the aircraft. More details at SRNnews.com.